The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Inspiring interviews with today's top landlords.
This is the Rental Income Podcast.
And now, Dan Lane.
Joining me on the podcast today from Buffalo, New York is Michael Han. Michael is a brand new investor. He just bought his first property, and I thought it would be an interesting show to bring him on and talk about how he found the place and to hear about how he started. Michael, welcome to the show. Why don't you tell us just a little bit about yourself and what got you interested in buying a rental property?
All right. Yeah. I'm 25 years old. I'm married, live in Buffalo, New York. We just bought our first real estate property in September. And then I read the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad back when I was 17. And that's what got me, you know, really inspired to get into assets and all that stuff. That's where I really learned about liabilities and assets. And it made me realize that rental properties were probably the easiest way to just make a little bit of income on the side while I work my normal job.
It's funny you say that that book inspired you, because I feel like that book inspired so many real estate investors. I almost wonder if anybody would invest in real estate if it wasn't for Robert Kiyosaki.
I know.
That really is a good book. So you, I guess like the seed was planted when you were 17. Was it something that was just always kind of in the back of your mind that I got to figure out a way how to buy a rental someday? Or did you just kind of have that thought and then it was several years later before you thought it again?
Pretty much. I mean, after I read the book, I really wanted to do it. It was kind of something I thought, like, you know, this is what I have to do. It's something I wanted to do for sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But I don't know. I guess it was when I got older and I just moved out of my parents' house in September when we bought this one. I wasn't living on my own at all or anything.
Okay. Okay. So, did you do any kind of research on how to be a landlord, or did you do anything to kind of learn about being a landlord? Or did you just dive in and say, hey, we'll just figure this out. This can't be too difficult.
Yeah, I only did a little bit of research. I jumped on Google. I looked up, local laws and things like that, just to kind of get an idea. Tenants' rights. I read all that stuff.
Okay.
And then I bought the book Landlording by Lee Robinson.
Okay.
And, I started reading that and everything. So that's basically the background I have, is just that landlording book is what I've learned from.
Okay. Okay. Wow. That's great. And then you decided we're going to buy a place. What did you do? How did you start looking online, or did you get a realtor?
Yeah, we looked online mostly, just basically found open houses and we would just show up at them and walk through them and things like that.
Okay.
We were actually looking at single family houses in the beginning. We almost backed out of the whole duplex thing, but we straightened out and ended up just going with it.
Okay. And so you would have just bought a single family and you would have just lived in it and that would have been the end of it. You wouldn't have, I guess, become a landlord right now. Maybe down the road would have, but not right now.
Right. Exactly.
Was it hard to find an agent, or did you just find one with no problem?
Yeah, actually going to the open houses made it pretty easy because there was an agent at just about every single one of them. So we ended up, just running into this girl that had a really good personality and when she clicked with us, and it was her first year actually. So it was pretty exciting.
How many places did you look at before you found the place that you ended up buying?
I don't know. What do you think, babe? How many places have we looked at? Probably about six. Yeah.
Okay.
Must have been the sixth house.
Wow. So that wasn't a big, long process. You found a place that it looked good. And it's a duplex. So was there already a tenant in the other unit?
Yeah. Yep. There's already a tenant in there.
Was there any kind of, did you have to check the tenant out to make sure they were paying their rent? Or did the landlord give you, or the person you were buying it from, did they give you any information? on the Tenet?
They really just gave us the lease, and that was about it. I didn't know anything other than that. But when we did do our walkthrough of the house, I did get to meet the tenants and talk to them beforehand.
Okay. So they seemed like good people. And
yeah.
Okay. Yep. And so you haven't had any problem. You've been in there a few months now, and you haven't had any problem. They're paying their rent. Everything's good, right?
Yeah. Everything's good. They're paying their rent, but what happened is it was a boyfriend and a girlfriend living together, and they actually had a 1-year-old kid, and something happened. So they split up, and it was just the guy living on his own. And I'm thinking he was dealing with some bad people, because at 3:00 in the morning one night, we woke up to some loud noises and banging and screaming and a lot of cursing and things like that. And it turned out his car got robbed.
Oh, wow.
So,
wow. But other than that problem, he's been good. No problems.
Good.
Okay.
Rent every month, you know, on time and all that stuff. And he's actually doing some maintenance on his side right now on his own. So
great. What was the condition of the property when you bought it? Did it need any work, or did it need a lot of work?
No, it was pretty much all good. Just painted my stuff, and that was about it.
Wow. So it seems like it was awesome. It was a very simple process. You put the offer in. How about getting the financing? What was that like?
One of the benefits that we had, I think it's a local thing to New York State, but we actually joined up with something called the First Home Club, and there's it was a grant money that we could get because we had low income.
Mm-hmm.
So we got grant money, and that helped. But it would have been better to have some more money and set aside.
The grant money that helped with your down payment.
Right. Yeah. Okay. That actually covered our down payment all on its own. So that was nice.
So you didn't have to put any money into the deal at all?
Not really. Just closing costs.
That's awesome. Wow. Okay. Yeah. What was the property listed for?
It was listed for $140,000.
Okay. And then did you guys offer about that, or were you able to get the seller to come down a little bit?
You know what? Now I'm thinking about it. It was $148,000 and we brought it down to $140,000. So yeah, okay. We offered $140,000. It was at $148,000 was the list.
Okay. And then how much were your closing costs to get in there?
The closing costs were about around $3,500.
That's so not bad. Okay. All right. And then what is the other side renting for?
It's renting for $700 right now.
Okay. And what's your mortgage payment?
It's about $1,100.
And that includes everything.
That includes insurance and taxes and everything.
Okay. So $1,100 taxes, insurance, that's the total amount. So you're getting $700. So you just have to pay a few hundred dollars a month to live there. That's
right.
That's a great deal. And if you were to move out, could you rent your unit for $700?
Yeah, my unit's actually bigger than the other one. So we could probably get it for a little bit, you know.
Maybe $750, $800, yeah, something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome. That is really awesome. So is there anything that you would do differently when you bought the place? It seemed like it was very simple. I mean, this is almost too simple, but is there anything that went wrong during the transaction, or anything that maybe a takeaway that you would do differently for next time?
Yeah, the only thing that I would really do is just make sure I have more money set aside, because that was probably the biggest pain with the whole thing, was dealing with the bank, and they just kept, you know, asking us to send them more, you know, information about our income and what kind of money we had set aside and things like that.
Okay.
So if I had more money set aside in the beginning, it probably would have just made the process faster and easier.
Are you setting aside money right now? Like when you get their rent check, are you saving any of that for upgrades or repairs or vacancy?
I'm pretty much just using that completely for the mortgage and all that stuff. And then I'm just taking money out of my own pocket from, you know, my wife and I, we both work. I work full time and she works part time because she's in school. But we just take some money from ours, and I budget everything. I have a whole budget set up. So I'm setting money aside. So that within the next 4 years, I have like 15 grand saved.
Okay. So if something big happened, you could pay for it. If you had to get a new HVAC system or something, you could afford that. Okay. Okay.
Right. That's another thing too. We set money aside for that. So, yep.
Okay. Hey, that's awesome. That's awesome. Now, is there any advice that you would give if someone is maybe just starting the process, maybe they want to buy their first property? Is there any advice that you would give them?
I would definitely use any online resources you can. Definitely try to find a realtor because she was a great help. I mean, she did everything for us.
You know, that's a really good point. Finding a good realtor is so important, especially when you're first starting out. Having someone that's going to help you and guide you through the whole process is so important. And this process seems like it was so easy for you. And I got to think a big part of that is probably because you had a great realtor that was helping you out and guiding you. And if there were problems that came up, a lot of times your agent maybe took care of it before you even knew about it. So I think having a good agent is probably the first thing that someone should do if they're looking to get started. Now, when you bought this place, there was already a tenant in place. When you walked out of settlement, did you get your rent check, your first rent check right there at settlement?
Yes. Actually, yeah. You know what? The security deposit. We got the security deposit back.
Okay.
And a partial month's rent because we bought it late in the month. We bought the house late in the month. So yeah, we did get part of that month's rent and the security deposit.
That's the greatest part about buying a property that already has a tenant in there is being able to walk away at settlement with a check. A lot of times if you buy a place that doesn't have a tenant in there, you maybe are going to have a vacant unit for maybe if it takes you a month to find someone or maybe 2 months, you've got some time there where you have no income for that unit. But that's great that you were able to buy a place that had someone in there and were able to get that check at settlement. And then how do they pay you? Do they does he just give you a check? Would just come over on the first and give you a check or?
He actually just pays cash, just comes and knocks on the door and pays cash. Yeah. So that's how we're doing it now. But in the future, honestly, I would like to get into more like the direct deposit thing.
Direct deposit and online rent payments are the greatest thing ever. If anyone owns properties or you're about to own a property, I would definitely get your tenants to pay you that way. It'll make your life so much easier. I have it set up and I absolutely love it. There's a couple of great services out there that are free. So I would definitely get that set up. If anyone is brand new and you're looking to get started owning rental properties, as you've heard from Michael's story, it's not that hard. This isn't rocket science. You definitely can figure this out. Michael had a really easy time with getting started with his first rental property. Not everybody is going to have such an easy time and not everything is going to go so smooth. And I would just caution anyone before they get started and before they jump into it, read anything you can get your hands on. There's a ton of really great real estate books, a lot of great landlording books, rental property books. I've got a list on our website of every book that's ever been mentioned on this show. If you go to rentalincomepodcast.com/books, you can see a list of every single book. So I would go there and check that out. If you haven't listened to every episode of this podcast, go back and listen. There are so many great stories and so much information you can learn from listening to this show. And the other bit of advice I would give you is try to meet local investors. Talk to people that are out there. There's a bunch of great local meetup groups and RIA groups. I would get out there and just try to connect with local investors. That's another great way to get started. Well, I hope this show helps somebody get started, and I hope that it maybe gives you the motivation to get going. And Michael, thanks again for coming on the show. If anybody wants to see the show notes, Sherry has all of the notes in a written format. You can check it out at rentalincomepodcast.com/episode70. Thank you for listening. We'll be back with a new episode next Tuesday. My name is Dan Lane, and this is the Rental Income Podcast.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new Caramel Chocolate Cold Brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.